Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to ride transitions on and back within the paces. Now in the lower level dressage tests, you'll be asked to show a few lengthened strides or a few medium trot and canter strides. Now that's the exercise that precedes the requirement to show a medium trot or a medium canter for a whole diagonal or a whole long side. But this on and back exercise can also be used during your regular schooling sessions in both the trot and the canter as a means of improving your horse's overall way of going. So in this podcast episode, we're going to explain why riding these on and back exercises within the paces is great to include in your horse's schooling and how you go about doing it. So firstly, why do we want to ride on and back within the paces? Well, the term on and back is used to describe the lengthening and then the shortening of the horse's stride within the trot and canter. So you simply ride a few medium or a few lengthened steps before then bringing the horse back into a more collected pace. Now, when it's ridden correctly, this exercise has the following benefits. So it improves the elasticity and the quality of the paces. It helps to lighten the forehand, it helps to get the horse in front of the leg, and improves the horse's attentiveness and the reaction to the aids. It also increases the horse's engagement and balance, increases the horse's impulsion and keeps the horse thinking forwards, as well as improving the horse's longitudinal suppleness, which is the suppleness over the horse's top line, and also the suppleness of the hind leg joints. Now also, riding on and back prepares the horse for the more advanced medium and extended trot and canter exercises that will be required in the dressage tests at higher levels. So as you can see, there are lots of reasons why you should include this exercise in your daily schooling sessions. But in order to get those benefits, it has to be ridden correctly. So now let's talk about some of the common problems that are seen within this on and back exercise. So number one, the horse could quicken and run instead of lengthening his stride. Number two, if you are riding the exercise in trot, the horse could break the trot and start to canter. Number three is that when asked to make the transition back to the more collected pace, the horse could come against the hand and hollow through his back. Number four is that the horse could lose balance and fall onto his forehand in both the upward and downward transitions instead of taking more weight behind. Number five is that the rider leans back and pushes with the seat, which causes the horse to hollow through his back away from the pressure. Number six is that the rider does not allow the horse to lengthen his frame and outline and instead blocks the forward movement. And lastly, number seven is that the rider just simply fires the horse into lengthening, which causes the horse to lose balance in the transition. Now, you can avoid all of these common problems simply by preparing the horse correctly and only asking for as much as the horse's balance can currently cope with. So now let's go through the steps on how you go about riding these on and back transitions within the paces. So for the purpose of these instructions, we're going to be doing the exercise in trot, but if you want to do it in canter, the aids are pretty much the same. So you're going to begin by establishing an active, rhythmical, working trot with the horse working forwards from your leg into an elastic contact. Now, unless you have a very good sitting trot, then it's best to ride this exercise in rising trot in order to allow the horse to use his back fully. For the same reason, if you have a young horse, it's also best to go rising. So you're going to start by riding down the long side of the arena. and then just before you get to the corner, ride a half halt to engage the horse and balance him. Now, if possible, put the horse into a very slight shoulder fore positioning as you ride through the corner after the short side of the arena, because that will help to engage the horse's inside hind leg. And then what you're going to do, as you get to the opposite long side, so as you come out of that last corner, you're going to straighten the horse again, and you're going to allow your hands to go forward a little bit without throwing the contact away, whilst at the same time you're going to use both of your legs at the girth to ask the horse to lengthen his frame and strides. So you want to think of pushing the horse out in front of you while still maintaining the same rhythm and tempo. Now in the beginning, ask for the lengthened strides gradually. So don't just fire the horse straight into lengthening. And don't ask for more than what the horse's balance can cope with. Now over time, as the horse's balance and strength improve, you can then begin to ask for more direct transitions. Now if during this exercise the horse breaks into canter, then don't worry, at least he went forwards. Simply correct the horse by calmly bringing him back to trot, adjust your aids, and then ask again. Now next, you need to ride a transition back into either a collected trot or a working trot. And to do that, what you're going to do is you're going to sit up tall, ride a half halt, and close your hand to maintain the energy. Don't pull back on the reins because that will cause the horse to shorten his neck, stiffen through his back and come against the contact and disengage his hindquarters. Now as you collect the pace, again focus on keeping the rhythm and the tempo the same while still maintaining the horse's impulsion and active stepping under of the hind legs. Now once you and your horse get the idea, you can then ride multiple on and back transitions down the long side, but don't forget to repeat the exercise on the other rein. Now if when you are riding this exercise, you find that your horse loses his balance on the straight lines, then by all means ride this on and back exercise on a 20 meter circle. The circle will help your horse to keep his balance. The steps are essentially the same. So you're going to start by preparing the pace by riding a half halt to engage the horse and balance him, and then you're going to use both your legs at the girth to ask the horse to lengthen his strides. At the same time, you're going to allow your hands to go forwards just a little bit without throwing the contact away to allow the horse to lengthen through his frame, whilst at the same time focusing on maintaining the same rhythm and tempo. Now again, only ask for as many strides as the horse's balance can cope with, and then bring the horse back into either a collected or working trot again. And you do that by sitting up tall, riding a half halt, and closing your hands. Remember, don't pull back on the reins in order to collect the horse, because that will have a very detrimental effect to the energy and the impulsion that you have just created. Now on the flip side, if your horse finds this exercise easy on both the circle and down the long side of the arena, you can make the exercise more challenging by riding it across the diagonal. This makes it a little bit harder because the horse hasn't got the arena boundary to help him balance. So depending on your horse's current level of training, you can ride this exercise on a 20 meter circle, down the long side of the arena, or across the diagonal line. But to wrap this episode up, riding your horse on and back within the paces is a great way of improving the elasticity of the paces and also developing better engagement and impulsion, as well as preparing the horse for the medium and extended trot and canter exercises. Now focus on keeping the horse's balance during the transitions and keeping that same rhythm and tempo throughout. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.